The Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival, or DACA, is a 2012 immigration policy which allows children brought illegally to the U.S. by their parents to defer deportation if they meet certain criteria. The program was rescinded in 2017 by the Trump administration, but existing DACA recipients are protected until the U.S. Supreme Court makes a ruling on the program in the spring of 2020. Voices for Utah Children Executive Director Mo Hickey says they've seen a spike in requests for assistance to help pay for renewals.
The majority of the applicants are currently students, and so you're looking at people that aren't in high-paying jobs for the most part, with students working part-time trying to support themselves. I mean, that's a 60-65% fee increase on a burden that's already been pretty onerous on the people that need the application fee.
Hickey says there has been bipartisan support for the DACA program as recent as a year and a half ago, with Congressman Rob Bishop, Senators Hatch and Lee all endorsing the concept. He says DACA is a great model and should be used to initiate a comprehensive immigration policy.
There's biometric screening. You have to have a job. You have to be in school. You have to be in the military. You have to renew every 2 years. You can only have 3 misdemeanors. You can't have a felony. It's a system that actually works, and it's been proven to work. It gives employers confidence when they're hiring somebody. You know, the real question is there really a political will? Is there a bipartisan support of this? Because I would argue that they should take DACA and not only expand it, but it should become our immigration program across all levels.
Policy analyst with Voices for Utah Children, Ciriac Alvarez, says there are approximately 10,000 DACA recipients in Utah. She estimates about half will need to renew their status this year. The every other year renewal fee is going from $495 to $765, but she says the increases will affect more than DACA immigrants.
Now we're seeing over 50% increases for more than DACA applications, but for all applications. And they're doing away with the fee waiver all applications. So that means that people who can't afford, whether it's a legal permanent residency, asylum, citizenship, or DACA, or, you know, U visas or VAWA, which is the Victims Against Women's Act, they won't be able to request a fee waiver for any of this, even if they would qualify.
Alvarez says the revenue from the fee increases will go to ICE, Immigration and Customs Enforcement, and to detention facilities along the border. While young immigrants await the Supreme Court decision, there are students who have graduated from high school and are unable to go to work, school, or join the military. Hickey says the fees are disproportionately affecting poorer immigrants. They've recently funded renewals for about 20 students in Summit County, and they plan to start more renewals after the holiday.
And it's another burden being placed on low-income immigrants coming into the country, which quite honestly have been the backbone of our country since its inception. Having people come in on HB1 visas that are working for tech companies, that's great, and I'm not discouraging that or disparaging it. As a country born on immigrants, basically, it's been people that fit into this criteria that have built what we are today.
Nothing can be done for those students who did not apply or were not eligible for DACA status prior to 2017. Alvarez says one of her own family is in limbo and really has no hope for school or work until the issue is settled in the courts.
Because when I was in high school and I obtained DACA my senior year, and now we're seeing these young people, they're graduating high school and they don't have a worker's permit. They don't have this sort of hope that young people like me did when I was graduating.
You can find a link to the U.S. Customs and Immigration Services website on kpcw.org. Public input on immigration fees will be taken until December 30th. I'm Carolyn Murray, KPCW News.